I think they had some great efforts. It's always a tough course, but it's a tough course for everybody. We had very few PRs. Our top girl, Kendra Coonrad, had a PR up there, and she had a very good race. We finished a little bit lower in the team standings than we'd hoped to. Part of that was maybe not being as ready as we wanted to be. We did have a big school come down, a 4A school come down to 3A that we didn't know about this year. And so Kinei came down and joined the 1A, 2A, 3As. And
they took first place in the girls.
Yeah, and their first year in 1A, 2A, 3A, and they are strong. They have a rich tradition of running. Our girls ran well. It's just a very 1A, 2A, 3A, just like the 4A. It's competitive for runners.
It's state.
It's state.
Best in the state.
And people are very, very serious. And if you're not really ready, they're out to get you. I mean, it's very, very serious competition. And those top schools, Anchorage Christian, Grace Christian, Homer, Kenai, they have some really strong, strong programs up there.
In terms of being prepared for coming from Petersburg, and we've talked a little bit about the course being different at state, a lot of hills.
Someone was asking me what it was like K by K, and it's like the first kilometer, it's kind of a war zone because everybody's packed in and you're burning matches, your oxygen's going fast, and it's very intense because you're trying to get up to the lead. Then there's some rolling hills. When you get back to the 2K, you're back to the start of the race again. You go up another couple of really hard hills again, and then it's thinned out. But then you're on a back course where you lose track of people, but they have this undulating hills that are hard ups and hard downs, and you got to be really pushing the whole time, running uncomfortably. And then the last 800 is you basically run the steepest, longest hill of the whole course, and then it goes downhill for 600 meters. And it's challenging, really, really challenging run for all the runners. And our kids did well. They left everything out there. It was just a tough race.
So they weren't holding back or trying to save too much energy. They pushed.
No, every single kid, I would say, finished that race saying, I didn't have anything left. You know, we didn't have a bunch of PRs, but I think the effort levels were way, way up there as far as season best for effort.
I'm sure that's good to see.
Oh, yeah. What you want at state is you want kids to go up there and be really focused and really be ready and tuned into what's going to happen. And it's hard coming up from Petersburg, and there's the big city and there's all these things going on, and it's, you know, 20 minutes of their lives, and they're surrounded by, you know, hundreds and hundreds of their peers and the media and things like that. But I think our kids have done well. Our girls team has been there. I think this is the seventh straight year we've gone to state, and we've kind of gone up and down from third to fifth and can't quite get over that hump. But hopefully someday we'll be strong enough and deep enough to place a little bit higher.
Let's talk a little bit about Kendra. You mentioned she was a runner who did get a PR, so she must have had a really good performance.
She had a very good performance. She and Maya have been our top runners all year, top runners in Southeast all year, in fact.
They got first and second in regions.
First and second regions, and they placed first and second for all the 2A girls up at state. And so they both were recognized with first and second place medals at the awards ceremony as the top 2A runners in the state, which was great because last year they were the top two as well, just the opposite order. It was Maya and then Kendra. But then on our boys' side, Tolanetti, he finished second overall for the 2A boys. And so it was great for him to go up there his senior year and get some hardware. He got to go up on the podium and stand between a couple of his very, very good friends from Haynes. Kendra and Maya getting on the podium and then Tolan being on the podium, it goes to show on how much work that they put in off season and during the season.